I'm Christian Salent. I'm one of the operations managers. It's pretty easy for a basketball fan or a baseball fan to go out back in their yard, shoot hoops, throw the ball around. It's pretty tough for people to go out there and buy a $100,000 stock car and just make some laps around it. So the Richard Petty Driving Experience gives people a chance to either drive or ride along in a NASCAR-style stock car. This is as close as you could get to the real thing, driving the exact same tracks that they were just here just a few days ago here at New Hampshire.
My name is J.P. Arslaney, and I won this through my company, Cisco. I do like to watch it. Yeah, I've got into it a little bit because my in-laws are really into it, and they have it on the weekends up the cottage, so I'm like a closet NASCAR guy, you know what I mean? Once I heard that engine with the motors revving out there when I pulled up, I was like, yeah.
What do you think you're going to hit in terms of speed?
Like 400 or 500 miles an hour. I'm thinking they're probably going to ask me to just stay here afterwards and join one of the teams.
My name is Greg Kirby. I'll be your crew chief today. My nickname is Big Block. Everybody calls me Big Block, so that's what y'all are going to call me. We're going to start your video with Richard Petty. He's going to kind of get you motivated, ready to rock and roll today.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Richard Petty Driving Experience. I'm Richard Petty. I had the opportunity to earn my living as a driver in NASCAR for more than...
You know, I look at it this way. If you come out here and you reach top speed and you're happy, we're happy. If you come out here and you run around and enjoy it, take it all in at a slower speed, we're happy because you're saving us a lot of fuel.
A couple things go over with you real quick. When you leave pit road, you'll be in first gear. You'll have a green light on the dash. You leave at 2,000 RPMs. So what you're going to do is hold that gas pedal at 2,000 RPMs.
Pretty excited?
Oh, I'm pumped. Yeah. I can't wait for this.
How's the suit feel?
Very nice and toasty.
I just want to look good, you know? You think you're going to drive like the professionals, but I want to pull out quick and shift gears smoothly.
Give it a tug.
Top speed of 103.87 today.
It was good. I hit max speed 104, 45 second lap.
Freaking awesome, yeah. You get the jitterbugs a little bit, you know, starting out there feeling the track. You know, it's not like driving your Nissan Altima that I have at the house, right?
For a lot of people, this is their bucket list. They say, oh yeah, you know, I've driven 100 miles an hour on the street before, but until you get in these cars with that kind of noise and go around these corners and actually make a tight turn at 100 and something miles an hour, it gets people pumped up for sure.
But on the back side, I wouldn't hammer it down for some reason. So I wasn't comfortable with that corner, but when you get here to that cone, you're hammering. Put your head right down.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with...